That's where we leave the BBC World Service and prepare for the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today will be discussing the big rally in central London yesterday, where thousands of farmers voiced their anger at the government's changes to inheritance tax. We'll be joining Anna Hill after our prayer at 6:15. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by News Briefing, but first a look ahead to next Tuesday morning.
The Wreath Lectures 2024, hosted by me, Anita Arnand.
Each lecture is a question. A question about violence that I'm often asked.
Considering the motivations, actions, and rehabilitation of those who commit violent acts, with the forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Gwen Adshead.
I'm going to be exploring some of the myths that we have about human violence and exploring some of the data that we have about human violence and how it arises.
And we begin by asking, is violence normal? The Wreath Lectures 2024, starting on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, next Tuesday morning at 9.
Now here's Simon King.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 20th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Humber, Thames, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Norwegian Basin, 995, expected Fair Isle, 993, by midnight tonight. New low, expected Sole, 997, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, thundery snow showers, good occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra, cyclonic 3 to 5, snow showers, good occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, north backing west later, 6 to gale 8, thundery snow showers, good occasionally poor. Fisher, Gemma Bight, northwest becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Dover, White, north backing southeast later 4 to 6, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later, rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Biscay, west or northwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sole, west or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fitzroy. Rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, northwest becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, rain later, moderate or good. Irish Sea, north or northwest 4 to 6, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later, wintry showers, rain later, good occasionally poor. Malham, north or northwest 4 to 6, squally wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, squally wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Fair Isle, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, thundery snow showers, good occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, squally snow showers, good occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 5, heavy rain and snow, 9 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Stornoway, north 4, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north by west 5, snow 16 miles, 1002, now falling. Lucas, northwest by west 4, more than 38 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 4, 1003, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 6, 11 miles, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1008. Jersey, north northeast 3, 32 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 4, 1011. Scilly Automatic, north by east 2, recent rain 27 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Valentia, northeast 2, 27 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north northwest 3, recent rain 32 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Malin Head, north northwest 6, 22 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A strong cold northerly or northwesterly airflow will continue to extend across the United Kingdom, bringing gales to northern and eastern waters. This will produce blustery showers with snow and thunder at times in the north. Low pressure will cross southern waters on Thursday, bringing gales and rain for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, backing west later, 6 to gale 8, thundery snow showers, good occasionally very poor. Rattray Head, Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest, backing west later, 6 to gale 8, thundery wintry showers, good occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 to 6 later, squally wintry showers, perhaps thundery at first, fair later, good occasionally very poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 to 6 later, squally wintry showers, good occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers becoming squally and wintry in north, good occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, otherwise mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle later, good occasionally, moderate or poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 4 to 6 later. Showers, wintry in north, rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mallet Galloway. North or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, north or northwest, backing west for a time, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Thundery snow showers, good occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 20th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. President Biden agrees to supply Ukraine with anti-personnel landmines in the war against Russia. A new report says children as young as 11 carry knives in England because they feel unsafe. In business, hundreds of people in the UK are taking legal action against the manufacturer of Johnson's baby powder. And in sport, Wales men's football side secure a Nations League promotion. The United States has said it will supply Ukraine with anti-personnel landmines to halt advances by Russian troops. The move marks the second key shift in policy by President Biden in his final weeks at the White House. He had already given Kiev authorization to use American long-range missiles against targets inside Russia. The first ones were used yesterday and hit an ammunition store 70 miles across the border. But Samuel Sharrop from the global think tank RAND says it's not yet clear how effective the use of the missiles can be.
It is possible that these kind of long-range strikes into the areas that are either supplying the Russian counteroffensive in Kursk or into Kursk itself could slow that operation. But we're talking about slow, not stop. I mean, I think it's at this point kind of inevitable that the Russians will retake the Kursk region.
A new report says children as young as 11 in England are carrying knives because they feel unsafe. The joint study was carried out by Ofsted, the Care Quality Commission and the Police Fire and Probation Inspection Bodies. The research also found that children with special educational needs and disabilities were disproportionately at risk of serious youth violence. The US Special Envoy Amos Hochstein has expressed hope that an end to the war between Israel and Hezbollah is now within grasp. He's held talks in Beirut about a ceasefire plan, which has been largely endorsed by Lebanon and Hezbollah. But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said military operations against Hezbollah would continue even if a ceasefire was reached. The government is reviewing the role of physician and anaesthesia associates in England because of mounting concern about their use in the NHS. The Doctors Union, the British Medical Association, has said they're being asked to perform tasks they're not supposed to, but those in the roles say the accusations are unfounded. Our health editor Hugh Pym reports.
There's been an increasingly heated debate about the role of physician associates, with claims they sometimes do work for which they're not qualified and put patients at risk. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, has now launched an independent review. He said many physician associates provided great care, but there were legitimate concerns about transparency for patients. He said the review would establish the facts.